Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elections have consequences, and the coup of 2020 has been felt for sure. Bidenflation has impacted everybody in this country negatively. The middle class is imploding on itself, becoming what the lower middle class. Maybe even going into poverty. Economic outlook for 2024 is dismal. What do we need? We need a real leader back in the Oval Office. Consider where Trump left off and what will happen when he's reelected. What will this guy do to energize the economy? The stock market that was soaring. I mean, I'm not even going to go through all the benefits except to tell you that people were feasting on the Trump economy, the pre-COVID Trump economy, and then the one that he rebuilt post-COVID. And what would he have done if he hadn't been interrupted, if they hadn't stolen his second term? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I know there are people, Kevin Jackson's a Trumpster and all that. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. I'm a realist. I know what it's cost me under Joe Biden. If I could just get my fuel cost back, just the money that I've spent extra in fuel, I wouldn't be flush with cash, but I'd have a lot more. Probably $20,000 to $30,000. If I could get the money that happened, that came from my rent, raising my rent, $800 a month. They raised my rent over the last 3 years. That's another almost 30 grand there. Can I get my food costs back? Everybody's feeling it. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't look good. What's ahead doesn't look good. And this is why Joe Biden's panicked. He's got the media. Why aren't you reporting the right stuff? My lies. Why aren't you reporting my lies? Why aren't you doing what you did with Russian collusion and climate change and January 6th and the election theft that we did? Why aren't you reporting the lies? You've gotten used to it, haven't you? It's what we do as leftists. We just lie. We tell people Donald Trump is a mean guy. We lie about FISA court reporting. We have the FBI fudge their 1023s. We are all about the lie. Propaganda. Don't you do it. Here's an article. The pace of layoffs really seemed to pick up steam at the end of 2023, and the outlook for the coming year is not promising at all. In fact, a survey was just conducted by Resume Builder discovered that a whopping 38% of U.S. companies anticipate they will lay off in 2024. Did you hear me? Hear me now! 38% of companies say they're going to lay off. Likely to lay off in 2024. 52% say they're likely to implement a hiring freeze in 2024. Half say anticipation of a recession is the reason for the potential layoffs. See, they already know. These people have smart people running their companies. They have CFOs that get it. 4 in 10 say layoffs are due to replacing workers with AI, artificial intelligence. Oh, yeah, there's a paradigm shift occurring, folks. They aren't going to need as many people. And you know what? Why AI is really helpful? Because you don't want to hire leftists. You'd rather hire a computer that you can program that says, hey, I'm not going to give you any grief. Here's the good news, though, conservatives. You're still going to be able to get jobs because you got the right attitude. And not only do you have the right attitude, you know what you have? The second thing that you have, you are willing to be accountable for your actions. Left doesn't. They're not willing to be accountable. Look at them from the top down. Joe Biden is not accountable. He's a liar. 3 in 10 companies are reducing or eliminating holiday bonuses this year. 30%. Remember in the time of Trump when they were giving out all kinds of bonuses? Do you remember that? Giving automatic raises? raise the minimum wage. Some companies raise the minimum wage to $15, and with no provocation, they say, we're making money. Let's do it. When Trump lessened all the nonsense of government and took it out, they estimate that $2 trillion went back into the corporate coffers, and these people responded by giving their employees more. Funny how that works. Didn't need unions, didn't need the government. Company said, in order to keep the best people, this is what we got to do. Donald Trump rebuilt that feeble, anemic Barack Obama recession economy, one that was bought and paid for by doubling the debt at the time from $10 trillion to $20 trillion. He reinforced a stock market that was totally fraudulent, and it did nothing except go up except during the time of COVID, and then it caught back on at the end and went back up. And you know what Joe Biden did? He squandered it. It says this in this article. If you currently have a job that is of high value, try to hold on to it as tightly as you can. The employment market is starting to shift in a major way. In recent weeks, so many large U.S. corporations have been announcing layoffs. And I gave you the summation, but here's what they said. Nike has announced a $2 billion cutback over the next 3 years. Uncertain number of job cuts. Toy giant Hasbro will cut 20% of its workforce in 2024. It's from the Wall Street Journal. Music service Spotify announced a third round of layoffs. Recent email from CEO Daniel Elk says the company plans to cut its workforce by 20%. Roku limiting new hires, laying off about 10% of its workforce. Amazon layoffs are affecting its new gaming division. All 180 jobs there are being eliminated. CITI CEO Jane Fraser announced layoffs in September, and sources have told CNBC that the bank could let go of 10% of its workforce across several business lines. Flexport Logistics going to cut 30% of its employees. Financial services company Charles Schwab is cutting back 5 to 6% of its workforce. This is according to Business Insider. Many more layoffs on the way. They say it's only the tip of the iceberg. And you know what the tip of the iceberg is. It's the little part. They said with the continued rise of online shopping, along with record inflation, it's no wonder that retailers are suffering steep financial losses. Unfortunately, this means that companies all across the U.S. are downsizing brick-and-mortar storefronts to make ends meet. More than 3,000 locations of retail are shut down in 2023, but they say it's nothing compared to what's coming. Be careful who you vote for. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Going to get into this debate between DeSantis and Haley, but I want to continue on a little bit about this analysis of what retail is going to, what's going to be happening with layoffs. I want to talk a little bit more about Lloyd Austin, but I also want to get into this Hunter Biden thing. So we got a lot more to talk about. So hang in there with me, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So here's what I want to say. According to UBS equity analysis Michael Lasser, the U.S. remains over-retailed. Lasser estimated that the U.S. will shed almost 50,000 retail stores by 2028. He cites rising operating costs, higher proportion of e-commerce sales causing retailers to look closely at store locations and performance. We live in a digital world that's going to be run by DCs. That means distribution centers, warehouses. Many people have businesses that they just ship right directly from the warehouse. A lot of the businesses are going to be things like what we're doing with this Transact card where, you know, there's no inventory. You're going to be making money off of, you know, in this particular case, the card, you use it, and it's got an automatic built-in discount, and we make a nickel or so, I don't know, a couple pennies every time you use it. But that's the way people are going to be doing stuff. The way things go is going to change because it has to change. It has to. I'm going to go on with this. It says, can you imagine what the community is going to look like if these projections are anywhere close? And as economic conditions deteriorate, people are going to get more and more desperate. Conditions in the streets will become even more chaotic. And they talked about this giant mob of 100 people looting a bakery in Compton, California. They said a mob of 100 looters purposely crashed a Kia into a small bakery in California before they flooded in and ransacked the store during a night of rampage on the streets. The thieves had gathered in an area for an illegal street takeover about 3 a.m. Tuesday before the mile-long trek to Rubens Bakery and Mexican Food. When they got to the locked store, a white Kia backed into the front doors, clearing an entry for the crowd of pillagers to get their food, to get the loot. I mean, that's going on all over the place. It's now reported where it's not even a big deal anymore. This is where we're headed. Anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about this DeSantis-Haley debate. And my first thing about it is this. Who cares? Honestly, I didn't even watch it. I didn't even know it was going on until my producers went, hey, you want to talk about the debate? It's like, when was it? A couple days ago? But I did read the recap. I got what they produced. And I'm going to tell you, I say this again. Who cares? Two Bush leaguers arguing over nothing, trying to make themselves look like they're ready for prime time. Let me tell you something. You can like Trump, hate Trump. It doesn't matter to me. I literally have no emotion when it comes to Donald Trump, except when it comes to his performance. And here's what I'll tell you. There is nobody, repeat, nobody I would rather have representing us, foreign or domestic. Nobody. Elon Musk, I love the guy. I think he's amazing. I used to not. But I think he's an amazing guy. He's a good thinker. I would not want him replacing Trump. It's not about who's got the most money. Donald Trump, his heart is in what he's doing with us. No question about it. And I absolutely love what I'm seeing. I can't wait for this guy to get his second term. And Donald Trump said this. He goes, I don't think I'll even have time to be vindictive. I'm going to tell you, Donald, don't go that route. I hope you make some time to be vindictive. We got to get rid of Christopher Wray and this crooked FBI and so on. But anyway, let me get back to the debate. So Haley and DeSantis debate, and Haley beat DeSantis up on, you had $150 million. You've spent it on a campaign and you got nothing. Now, rumors are that DeSantis is going to end his campaign very quickly. I believe that, by the way. We just had Chris Krispy Kreme end his. And what's he going to do? Going to go back to being a media pundit beating up on Trump. Couldn't get the job done in what he was assigned. So now he'll go back to being a media. Hey, Donald Trump, you know what he wants, Donald Trump. Donald Trump should not be elected. Donald Trump. Asa Hutchinson, where are you? Is he still out there talking smack against Trump? These turncoat Republicans, people that don't understand the strategy. Look, even if you don't like Donald Trump per se, do you understand the strategy of what it does to the left when you bring him up? I've asked this question multiple times, and I'm going to get back to the debate. But I've asked this question multiple times. What do you think the left would do if the Republicans en masse uniformly said, no matter what, I don't care, I was a never Trumper, I back him now. He's our guy. What would it do to the independents and those right-leaning Democrats, you know, or center of the road Democrats? If everybody went, you know what? I don't care. I don't care if you give Trump 1,000 indictments. We're voting for him. He's the best choice. That's our guy, no matter what. And oh, by the way, don't forget who you voted for, Joe Biden. What do you think would happen? These people, they already lose their mind because Trump's at 60% approval, whatever. He's not going to get caught by the Republicans, and there's no Democrat that can beat him. Oh, Kevin, Steve Bannon says Michelle Obama's going to... Steve Bannon doesn't know Jack. I know Steve Bannon. I won't say even Steve's a nice guy, because he's not. But I'll tell you this, whatever you think about him, he doesn't know jack. He does. He comes off like he knows. And this isn't a criticism. It's just a fact. He doesn't. His opinion is no better than yours or mine. And these people, Michelle Obama, she was supposed to run last time, right? Kevin, they're going to shoehorn her in. I heard Steve Bannon say it. Okay, fine. Yeah, well, Mickey Mouse will get elected too. I've said many people have asked me, Kevin, what does Michelle Obama bring? Why would I mean, other than just it brings some controversy to your show to say it? What does she bring? What makes her? Well, Kevin, Hillary Clinton ran. Hillary Clinton was we knew what she wanted to be. She was a politician the minute she met Bill. But at the very least, she was a senator. I mean, she did had a role. Then was Secretary of State. Michelle Obama's done nothing. What qualifies her? She was in Obama's hallowed air? Fine, whatever. Anyway, back to these guys. I think Haley and DeSantis, I think they're ruining their careers. I have less respect for both of those candidates than I did before. True story. I don't know how you feel. Let me know. 844-551-8255. I have less respect for those guys. Because I know the game. I know they were put in there to be spoilers, and they can't even get it done. Add their name to the dung heap of Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson and Burgum and others that were trying to do something. Oh, Donald Trump should never be president. Well, he already was, and he did a pretty good job. I got nothing really to say on this topic except, are they really that obtuse? By the way, either one of them could save their careers by saying, you know what, I'm dropping out. I'd rather let Donald Trump's our guy. I may not like his style, but that at least it would qualify him to be a vice president. By the way, Donald Trump says he's got his vice president pick. He knows who he wants. Who do you think it is?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A top international criminal court hearing arguments around claims that Israel's carrying out a genocide against Palestinians in its war with Hamas. U.S. officials Thursday reiterating the nation's stance with Israel, saying the claims have no merit.
Genocide is one of the most heinous acts any entity or individual can commit, and such an allegation should only be made with the greatest of care.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel: South Africa is presenting its case against Israel before the Global Criminal Court. Israel set to address the court today. U.S. and British forces are reportedly working together on military strikes against Houthi rebel targets in Yemen. U.S. government officials characterize these actions as retaliatory, saying this comes after months of attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. There are multiple locations included in U.S. and British target packages. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's just in. Joe Biden poll numbers made history in Michigan, as less than 20% of the state's voters said that the Democratic incumbent deserves another term as president. A poll from the Detroit News, WDIV-TV, released Wednesday found that of 600 Michigan respondents, just 17% believe Biden deserves another term in the White House. The number marked a record low for a major public office holder in Michigan's modern political history, according to Richard Zuba, founder of the poll conducting Glengariff Group. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, telling you what we know, already know. I don't need a pollster to tell me that 20% of the people less than that want Joe Biden back. Those numbers are high. Now, what do you hear? Oh, Joe Biden's in the 39%, 38%. It's the lowest ever. No, he's not. Nobody with a brain wants Joe Biden to be president again. They know exactly what these Bidens are about. And I'm going to remind you that Mr. Popular, Mr. 81 million votes, what has he done? He's done everything they've asked him to do. Why is his popularity going down? You want the answer? It never was there to begin with. And Hunter's antics didn't happen. They're not helping. Karine Jean-Pierre got pressed by Ducey on what Hunter's doing, and did Joe Biden know? And, of course, she gave the typical answer.
And Hunter Biden on Capitol Hill today. How big of a headache is that for you?
Hunter Biden is a private citizen. He is not a member of the White House, as you know. And I just don't have anything else to share.
But the last time he was on the Hill, he said the president was certainly familiar with what his son was going to say.
I did say that. And what I'm saying today,
that President Biden does not help him with his business deals, but he does help him skirt congressional subpoenas.
That is not even true. That is a jump that is incredibly disgusting. I will say to you, I am helping you out. I'm helping you out. I don't have anything else to share.
Oh, please share. Come on. We're begging you to share. Yeah. So as we learn that the Biden family is a family of crooks, and it's a matter of time. I know, look, there are people out there, Kevin, we just keep waiting and waiting and they drag it out. Yeah, well, here's what you're not hearing anymore about the Biden family.
there's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
We talked the other day. Hunter Biden should have been arrested. Oh, Kevin, they hadn't exactly held him in contempt. Well, technicality. Should have been. I think he should have been detained, right? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Corinne Jean-Pierre got asked if the White House knew about Hunter Biden appearing, because they seem to be so connected. And here's what's interesting. I looked for this clip. Our guys couldn't find it. Well, I had my team look. And I looked for it on YouTube while they were looking in our archives. I remember people talking about, well, Joe Biden, he of course he called his son every day. He talked to his son every day. Well, now they're like, well, here's Hunter Biden. He's in big trouble because he thwarted a congressional subpoena. And now he's no longer talking to his daddy. Anyway, Corinne Jean-Pierre gets asked this question. I believe it's by Peter Ducey.
Was the White House informed in advance that Hunter Biden would be showing up at the House Oversight Committee's hearing on Capitol Hill?
So here's what I'll say, and I've said this many times before. Hunter, as you all know, is a private citizen. He's not a member of this White House. He makes his own decisions, like he did today, about how to respond to Congress. And so I would refer you any further questions, any additional questions about this process, certainly I would refer you to Hunter's representatives.
Now, keep in mind, before she actually said that they knew that Hunter was going to be going up on, it was going to be, I don't know what, how much they knew, but they knew he was going to be coming up into D.C. It's fun to watch this stuff. Fun to watch it. And it's only going to get worse for Joe Biden and the Democrats. Only going to get worse. I want to play a couple of older clips. Here's Dan Goldman on the preposterous premise of Biden taking money and doing things with his son Hunter. This is the closest we could find, right, guys, on them saying, yeah, they talk. They talk all the time. But they don't talk when Hunter's in real trouble, apparently. Not about subpoenas and when to go where. Of course they're not talking about that.
Doesn't it contradict the president's statement saying that he never talked to any of Hunter Biden's business associates? Clearly he talked, whether it's about the weather or whatever, but he said specifically that he's never talked to them. Doesn't this contradict them?
I don't know what his comment is, and if we're going to... Well, I don't think that's what he said. He never said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. If he says hello to someone that he sees his son with, Is he supposed to say, hi, son? Oh, no, I'm not going to say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son are at dinner with, the son is at dinner with. And that is literally all the evidence is.
Yeah, that's all they got. I mean, these 170 suspicious activity reports and 20 LLCs with bank accounts that have money going to, I don't know, 12 different Bidens. I mean, but what else do they have? Besides, I don't know, private messages between the president of Ukraine where Joe Biden says he's going to dig into an investigation. I mean, they got nothing. Oh, man. It is too funny. Joe Biden says he's never, ever discussed business with Hunter. How dare you?
I did not know he was on the board of that company.
I've never discussed my business or their business, my sons or daughters. I never discussed a single thing with my son about anything having to do with Ukraine.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
We're learning of Hunter Biden's business partners' relations with the White House, the big three major networks. Their evening broadcast spent a total of 0 minutes covering this revelation. Instead, they covered topics like rising sea levels in the Gulf of Mexico, rising cost of postage stamps, and, of course, the AI revolution.
Right. And Fox News contributor Joe Concha joins me now. Joe, does any of this shock you at all? Because it does not me.
The Dean Wormer treatment, huh, guys? 0.0 minutes of coverage. No, not at all. I mean, we've seen this movie many times when it comes to this particular bombshell, and it is a bombshell. I mean, 80 times. But Joe Biden told our Peter Ducey in those clips you just played that he never discussed his son's business dealings with him. And again, it's the easiest game to play. If Donald Trump Jr. was under federal investigation for tax issues and business dealings in China and Ukraine, and President Trump said he never discussed this with his son, and then visitor logs show that it completely contradicts that claim 80 times over, would ABC, NBC, CBS be all over this like white on rice?
Why does the rice have to be white? Why can't it be brown rice? Why he got to go racializing the rice up in here? Racist? Welcome back, y'all. Yeah, Kevin had to step off for a minute on his alter ego. What's up? White on rice. Oh, man. Look, only going to get better. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, by the way, because you're going to have one heck of a year as a conservative fighting for the truth. Happy New Year.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Vivek Ramaswamy is still out there, and the guys, I'll give Vivek Ramaswamy some credit. The guy knows how to answer questions. He doesn't run from things. He's got no shot of winning the presidential nomination, and he's auditioning as a VP, but he's doing a really good job of auditioning as a VP. I'll give him that. Other than he's still running against Trump, theoretically. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The candidates that are running against Trump are struggling. All of them are. The media wants you to believe Nikki Haley's rising, but I told you the other day she had an event in Iowa where nobody showed up. So, okay, fine. You know, think what you want to think. We're going to get through Iowa and New Hampshire, which have rarely picked the president of the United States, but we'll get through that. Donald Trump's going to clean her clock, and I'm not the one that said that. When Chris Krispy Kreme left the race, and you heard about that, right? What did he say? He said she's gonna get walloped by Donald Trump. She's going to get her clock cleaned. I don't know specifically, but it was something along those lines. And there's a reason for it. Nikki Haley is a rhino. She doesn't want to admit it. The establishment likes her. They don't like her because they like her. They like her because she's the only other choice now, because Ron DeSantis is pretty much, his campaign's dying. It's on life support. They're calling going, hey, listen, it's brain dead. It's never coming back. You might as well unplug it. But they don't want to do it, because it would show defeat. But I've said this. I said it before. I may have even said it this broadcast, and I'll say it again. Whichever one of these people dropped out, if it were Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, they could salvage their careers. If they did a mea culpa and said, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I got into this thing. I wanted to get it done. But as I, you know, really look at what I'm doing, I think the best person for the job is Donald Trump. And quite frankly, I hope, I'd be honored to serve in his cabinet. But I think it's going to be Donald Trump. If they did, now they'll never do it. Neither one of them will ever do it. But if they did, that would salvage their political careers, because their political careers are over. They don't realize it. Ted Cruz has barely been able to revive his. Remember how he didn't want to leave in 2016, and he and Kasich, you know, hung in there thinking they were, something was going to happen to Trump, and then Trump not only won the nomination, he won the presidency. And he did it twice. And Ted Cruz was a pariah for a long time until he made up with Trump. And it's not kiss the ring. People act like Donald Trump saying, listen, I'll ruin your career, I'll ruin you. You ruin yourself when you go against him, because so many people can see themselves in him. And I don't blame them. I'm one of them. I can see, when Donald Trump stands up for himself, goes off script, where I'm so right there with him, it's crazy. I'm in lockstep with him. And I never want people to believe that I'm the barometer of all things right or wrong, or, you know, how things work in the country. But I do believe a lot of people feel as I do. But let's get back to Nikki Haley. She was called out. And I don't know, what do you call this, a debate? It didn't have anybody else. It didn't have the other candidate. Didn't have DeSantis. I mean, it did have DeSantis. Didn't have Vivek Ramaswamy. He's a viable candidate. I don't know who's left. Not that many. I know this. The Republican people are shrinking. The Democrat nominees are getting bigger. They won't announce, but they're getting bigger. Trust me. But I want to talk about Nikki Haley, because I mentioned her before. She is not all she's cracked up to be. There was a point where I thought, boy, she'd be a great VP. It'd be a great 1-2 punch with Trump and Haley. Huh, was I wrong? Happy to admit it, I was wrong. What a loser she is. Trump doesn't need any losers. He doesn't need another Mike Pence. He needs somebody that mirrors him, that's willing to be that person that says, teach me, Massa, Yoda, old guru, yogi, whatever. Teach me. Nikki Haley's not the type. And it isn't, oh, she's strong. I love her quotes. I should be president. I'll be a great president, and I will represent women. Women. I know this, if you're a good president, you represent all people, not just women, not just men, not just blacks, not just gays. You represent everybody. And you don't represent their special interests. Here's how you represent everybody, on the things that benefit everybody. I'm not going to legislate on gay or not gay. And I've seen a movie, I saw a show the other day, and they were like, oh, well, they don't get to do this, or whatever the laws were. I can't remember what it was. But there, and to be honest with you, legitimate too, that if it was the case that they can't, gays can't marry, gays that are married or garried, if they can't do certain things, I think the rules are against them. Had something to do with money, like inheriting money, or I can't remember what it was. But they were fighting for the rights of gays in DOMA. They wanted the Defense of Marriage Act overturned. And they made some valid points for saying, no, I don't think we need to overturn DOMA or rewrite the rules of marriage. What we need to do is look at gaining an understanding that fixes whatever it is that allows you to go do what you want to do, but it doesn't change the fundamental laws. That's what I want us to be looking into. How do we, I don't want to go along to get along, but how do we do stuff to where they feel like, you know what, these are reasonable people, and we are. We're very reasonable. Anyway, let me get back to Nikki Haley. So Nikki Haley was called out because of her support for Hillary Clinton. And she denied it. We'll play a couple of clips here in a second. But what I saw in the debate synopsis, and I talked about it earlier, was Nikki Haley theoretically won. She had more points than she made. Because the only thing DeSantis brought up were her taxes and how she raised taxes in South Carolina over something. Okay, fine. I don't know if it's a deal breaker, but it's certainly not a deal maker for conservatives. But some of the things that they pointed out for DeSantis were legit. Most of them were legit. He's not ready for prime time. A lot of things that he said he did, he didn't do. So she's got this lie website, DeSantis Lies or something website, where she thinks she made some political points. But she's losing points because she's duplicitous. It's that simple. I want to play this clip. She's called out for supporting Hillary Clinton.
If you have to lie to win, you don't deserve to win. I never said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration. Hillary Clinton is actually the reason, I may not agree with her on a lot of things, but she is actually the reason that I made the jump. And so then I had to figure out whether I was Republican or Democrat.
So that was a clip. And she would finish it. Nikki Haley said, and then I had to figure out if I was a Republican or a Democrat. Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering that. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? That means you know you're a rhino when they're saying things like that. But she says, I never said that I was inspired by Hillary Clinton. And in that clip, she didn't say there was nothing about inspired. But as my good friend and investigative reporter Laura Loomer reported, she actually did say inspired. And here's the clip.
Clinton's nomination was obviously historic in that she was the first woman nominated for president by one of the major parties. I didn't know her, although I had met her several years before at a women's professional event in Greenville, South Carolina. At that event, she had inspired me to run for office and make my voice heard, and in some ways, she remained inspiring.
How so, Nikki? How was Hillary Clinton inspiring? And see, I've dealt with this on the black issue side, but the female issue side, maybe it's, you know, a big deal for them. But, you know, this idea that I got to support Hillary Clinton because she's a woman. No, you don't. It's not a gauge of your womanhood. And Hillary Clinton is a scoundrel. She watched Bill Clinton molest and sexually abuse women her whole life. She knew it. But it's worse than that. And for the record, you guys have heard me say this, Bill Clinton was a heck of a president. I've gone back and looked at it. And you don't have to believe me. Go look it up yourself. But I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stand the Clintons. Couldn't stand them. It was one of these deals where it was political ideology. I wasn't even looking at what he did. It was like, Same way they are about Trump. But in retrospect, I look back at him and I go, you know what? That dude was a heck of a president, despite his little sexual peccadilloes. Now, you know, going from this other stuff. It's about admiration. You admire the woman that's stuck by the guy that, you know, was pretty much embarrassing her nationally. I don't know if I trust Nikki on that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.